Ponyboy, I'd like to talk to you about your grades. Man, I wished I could beat it out of there. I knew I was flunking out in that class, but golly, I couldn't help it. There's not much to talk about, judging from your scores. Pony, I'll give it to you straight. You're failing this class right now, but taking into consideration the circumstances, if you come up with a good semester theme, I'll pass you with a C grade. Taking into consideration the circumstances? Brother, was that ever a way to tell me he knew I was goofing up because I'd been in a lot of trouble? At least that was a roundabout way of putting it. The first week of school after the hearing had been awful. People I knew wouldn't talk to me, and people I didn't know would come right up and ask about the whole mess. Sometimes even teachers. And my history teacher, she acted as if she was scared of me, even though I'd never caused any trouble in her class. You can bet that made me feel real tough. "Yes, sir," I said. "I'll try. What's the theme supposed to be on?" "Anything you think is important enough to write about. And it isn't a reference theme. I want you to write your own ideas and your own experiences." My first trip to the zoo. Oh, boy, oh, boy. "Yes, sir," I said, and got out of there as fast as I could. At lunch hour, I met Two-Bit and Steve out in the back parking lot, and we drove over to a little neighborhood grocery store to buy cigarettes and Cokes and candy bars. The store was the Grease Hangout, and that was about all we ever had for lunch. The Socias were causing a lot of trouble in the school cafeteria, throwing silverware and stuff, and everybody tried to blame it on us Greasers. We all got a big laugh out of that. Greasers rarely even eat in the cafeteria. I was sitting on the fender of Steve's car, smoking and drinking a Pepsi while he and Two-Bit were inside talking to some girls, when a car drove up and three Socias got out. I just sat there and looked at them and took another swallow of the Pepsi. I wasn't scared. It was the oddest feeling in the world. I didn't feel anything. Scared, mad, or anything. Just zero.
"You're the guy that killed Bob Sheldon," one of them said. "And he was a friend of ours. We don't like nobody killing our friends, especially Greasers."
Big deal. I busted the end off my bottle and held onto the neck and tossed away my cigarette. "You get back into your car or you'll get split." They looked kind of surprised, and one of them backed up. "I mean it." I hopped off the car. "I've had about all I can take from you guys." I started toward them, holding the bottle the way Tim Shepard holds a switch, out and away from myself in a loose but firm hold. I guess they knew I meant business because they got into their car and drove off.